I forgot to tell you, the choir was going to be back today, too. Y'all sounded great. I like that. Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seeds on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk and then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke these words to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. These are like two small, seemingly straightforward parables. They're not very complicated. Simple things, seeds and growing plants, and very straightforward. They make sense to me. You could do a children's moment about them. When you grow stuff up in the garden, flowers in your flower bed, wherever, you get these seeds, you put them in the ground, and that's really all you have to do. You kind of, you know, do a little research, make sure they have the right amount of light, water them every now and then, but you don't even have to do that. You put them in the ground, and then these things just start growing up. No idea how. No idea. Like, I've seen, like, beans growing in, like, a Ziploc, you know? And see how the roots come out first, and then the other, and they know what gravity is, because they always go down. And then this other little green thing comes out, but it won't be green if you keep it in the dark. Like, I know there's all of these different things that go in to plants growing, but I have no idea how they work. I know that different seeds will grow into different plants, but no idea. The plants just do their thing. And the earth, the ground, produces what it's going to. The thing that the farmer has to do, though, is to pay attention. Because when the fruit, the grain, is full in the head, it's time to harvest and to go out with the sickle, because the harvest has come. And if the farmer doesn't pay attention, if you've ever had a garden, you know this. If you don't pay attention to when things are ready, the critters do, right? You think the corn might be ready? All right, tomorrow. I got a little bit of time today. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. No, the deer got it that night, didn't they? Every single time. That wheat, I grew that, went out, harvested half of it. It was getting late. I said, I'll do the next half tomorrow. Gone. Just gone the next day. Nowhere to be found. If you don't pay attention, the critters are going to get it. When the harvest is ready, the harvest is ready. And you better go get it, or you're going to miss it. And then Jesus also, he keeps thinking, I just imagine Jesus being in this group of people. People following him around, these disciples who are supposed to be paying attention, and then other strangers that show up from the countryside and all the towns from around, and he's just racking his brain about how to connect with people. What is the kingdom of God like? How, I just did this whole thing about seeds, and you don't know what it's like, but what else might it be? Well, maybe like a mustard seed. Maybe the kingdom of God is like this mustard seed. And it's the smallest seed, which, like, it's not really the smallest seed, you know. There's It's a small seed, but they're smaller seeds. And but Jesus says, and it grows into this great shrub, the greatest of all shrubs. And if you've seen like mustard plants, just like also, no, not really. So I just like Jesus, I just imagine being so exasperated to find some examples, just like, we'll throw this out there. Who knows? Maybe they'll pick up on it. Maybe whatever works. These small things, though, these small seeds can become bigger than themselves. Small seeds can produce shrubs, can produce gnarly plants that go out and are big enough for the birds of the air to nest in their shade. Now, I don't know exactly the mustard that Jesus was talking about, but we've got wild mustard around here, right? It has a little white flower. We like to eat them when we're walking around. They're pretty good, a little spicy. Even Madeline will eat them. The other thing about mustard is if you have it, you have it. If there's mustard out in your field, it's not going away. Hard as you might try, it's not going anywhere. You can clear it out the best you can, but it's going to be back the next year. What a cool little idea to add to our kingdom of God metaphor with the mustard seed. This tiny thing that faith is, and it just grows and it becomes something bigger than itself. And even if someone tries to knock it out and to take it away, there's something about it that continues to come back again and again. It's hard to get rid of it. It can't be done. It's going to be back. And so as I just try to think about faith and the kingdom of heaven and imagining these small little things that can grow into bigger things, I want to keep in mind that that's not always a positive thing, right? The faith and the kingdom of God growing from small things is good, but there's also negative aspects of that. Somebody told me once that I was a bad speller, that I didn't know how to spell when I was a young child. Little comment, you're not very good at spelling, are you? I guess not. Now it's ingrained. I'm a bad speller. If it's not for a little red squiggly line, I don't know what you guys would read. Right? These little tiny comments, somebody said any of those to you? You got a crooked smile. You're not very bright, are you? You're not funny. Little tiny seeds of negativity can grow into these awful weeds that are hard to get rid of. So we have to be careful about the things that we're putting out into the world. It's easy to scatter those seeds, isn't it? You get tired of your kids. Why do you talk so much? It's easy to scatter those seeds. And you never know what's going to take root and grow into something noxious and evil. But what are those little seeds, those good things that we can cast out just as easily? Those little comments, I'm glad you're here. Do you remember the last time somebody said something like that to you? I'm glad you're here. Even if it's superficial, what a beautiful outfit. Madeline does it all the time. It's really annoying when we're out on walks. We'll go walk around the park. She's trying to ride her bike, whatever. She's like, hi, I like your earrings. Madeline, you don't have to tell everybody. I like your puppy. Oh, gosh. Every single time. And you could just watch these people. Thank you. There's one, Madeline was on her bike. She like kind of cut this lady off, and I could tell she was getting a little nervous. But Madeline looks up to her. She's like, I like your earrings. She goes, thanks, just as like by default. And then she's like, thank you, thank you. Just the first little bit, and then it really stuck to her. You could tell that it made that lady's day just to comment on her earrings. Madeline casts those seeds all the time. It really is annoying, but good for her. She casts those out. What seeds can we cast out? Let's make sure they're not weed seeds. Let's make sure that they're good seeds. Seeds of positivity, seeds of welcome, seeds of encouragement. Let's cast those out. We don't have to know how they work, but just trust that God is going to see those sprout up and see the positivity that grows from them. Amen.